The winner of the 2003 Nobel Prize for Literature was announced this morning in Stockholm, Sweden. This year's winner is J.M. Coetzee. The South African novelist has been a perennial contender for the Nobel. He is the fourth African to win the prize in the last 40 years. NPR's Netta Ulaby is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
If you're a perennial contender, you're not a surprise winner, are you?
No, and J.M. Coetzee has been a front runner for years. He's in that category of perennials that includes Carlos Fuentes, Philip Roth, Janet Frame. There's more of a surprise here because there's been a lot of talk of a poet getting the award. No poets have won since 1996. Still, Coetzee is a distinguished essayist as well as a novelist. He's won the Booker Prize twice. He's won the Jerusalem Prize. He's a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature. He's clearly in the Nobel sphere. This isn't like last year's winner, the Hungarian Imre Kertész, who is more or less out of left field.
J.M. What do the J and the M stand for?
That would be John and Maxwell.
And what do we know about him?
Well, he comes from a farming family in South Africa that opposed the apartheid regime. He's described as a very solitary and reclusive character. He's said to stick to a very regimented life. No smoking, no drinking, no eating meat. He's an avid cyclist, and he's said to write every single day.
Writing about what?
His books are deeply political. They're fascinated with power, and they often explore how dominant political groups impose their ways on cultures. Coetzee actually got a PhD in literature at the University of Texas in Austin in 1969 during the turbulence of Vietnam, and his first novel, Dusklands, brings together two contrasting stories, one at the U.S. State Department during Vietnam and the other about an explorer in South Africa in the 1760s named Jacobus Coetzee. The Swedish Academy described him as a scrupulous doubter and, this is a quote, ruthless in his criticism of the cruel rationalism and cosmetic morality of Western civilization. His two Booker winners are called The Life and Times of Michael Caine and Disgrace. That's the more recent winner from 1999. It's about the consequences of a rape, and it tackles racial divides, policing, and land issues in South Africa.
All right, refresh my memory. Does the Nobel honor a specific novel, a specific work, or the body of work, a career, a life?
This would be the body of work that Coetzee has produced, and he's produced a lot. He's a prolific writer.
Is he going to show up to collect his, what, $1.3 million?
Well, he didn't go to pick up either of his bookers. Colleagues describe Coetzee as the sort of person who attends dinner parties without speaking to anyone. Still, he has the ability to speak for solitary people. There's a quote of his where he says, "I am not a herald of community or anything else. I am someone who has intimations of freedom, as every chained prisoner has, and constructs representations of people slipping their chains and turning their faces to the light."
NPR's Netta Ulaby.